In just a few days, we will celebrate the Feast of Trumpets. You know that. As God says in God's Word, it's a day of clouds and gloominess. That sounds scary. I mean, you know, you read that in the Bible and you go, wow, I'm going to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets. Day of clouds and gloominess. I don't want to go there. But let's think beyond the immediate. I mentioned that it was kind of nice in here, and it really, right now, outside, it's pretty nice. But it rained this week in San Diego. Can you believe that? We got a half an inch where we live. Maybe, possibly, if we look at the Word of God more deeply, we can see a contrast that is not immediately apparent to our eyes. But because you and I are going to be celebrating the Feast of Trumpets together, and we're going to be rejoicing. In this short sermonette, I hope to explain why there is such a big difference between what God has written in His Word and what we're going to be doing. Trumpets begins the fall, holy day season. I think you all know that. I think we need to understand that word begins. Doesn't end. It just starts. It just starts. So let's consider one thing that began badly but ended well. The one I choose to pick out was World War II. World War II began with an attack on Pearl Harbor, and we were not prepared to fight at that time. And after four horrible years, we came out as victors. Not because we're better than anybody, we're certainly not better than the Germans or the Japanese, but God wanted it to end that way. The war began badly, but it ended, at least so we think, with an Allied victory. Trumpets, when it finally appears in reality, is going to be the same. It begins with an incredibly horrible war that would snuff out all life if it was allowed to continue, and it concludes with the return to earth of Jesus Christ. Couldn't be any better ending than that. So now I want to ask why. Why do we have to have this badness before the goodness? And I will tell you what I taught my kids when I was a teacher. I said, we only learn by contrast. We can't say something is hot unless we've experienced the cold, or we can't say something's cold unless we've experienced the hot. And it's just like that in almost everything. With contrast or through contrast, we can learn quite a bit. Guess who knew that originally? God. God knew that. God built a world in which we live, in which there are contrasts all over the place. I see a beautiful color green over there. I always contrast that with beautiful color red, you know? And you can do that with a lot of things. Why do we need to have a horrible war to appreciate peace? It's happened throughout history from the very beginning until the very end. We have war and then we have peace. The world that we live in right now, and I'm going to tell you why. The world that we live in right now, this is not God's world. God created this, that, and the other thing. But if you read God's word, it says the world that we live in now is run by Satan. a demon spirit? This is his world, if you can call him a his. We have to experience the bad so that when Christ returns, we can appreciate the good. We're going to have a thousand year millennium that will contrast completely with the 6,000 or so years of human leadership. But that human leadership has frequently been inspired by Satan, the devil. You know how many people God has given their spirit to over that 6,000 years? Not a lot. And even though there are good people out in the world, I don't want you to get the idea that I think everybody that's doing this and that out in the world is bad. Behind it, the leadership behind it, is a demonic spirit that can influence most. History shows or attempts to show differences over time. God's word shows differences in the same way, but you have to really look deeply in order to understand those differences. By that I mean, as at least one or two people in this audience know, you have to look into history, you have to think about it, you have to consider how that either goes with or against God's word, or you wouldn't understand it. This is one big reason why God wants us to read and understand the Bible. But it doesn't just come because you read it. I was talking to a guy this morning on the phone. He said, well, I've read that. I've read that before. I read that. I know that. And then I asked him, well, what's it mean? And he went, well, I read it. I know it. But what does it mean? Right now, many people who live in America or other first world countries, they're doing okay. I don't know, talked to somebody, etc. Doing okay. My wife and I are doing okay. I didn't do something. I want to welcome the people that are not usually here every week, but one of the people that are here I used to work for. That was before I became a teacher. And I was so pleased and proud to work for him because he trusted me and I tried to do a good job for him. But I didn't make a lot of money. And I would be embarrassed to ask for a raise because I wasn't worth it. And that's the truth. That's the truth. But God has chosen each one of you and me for something else, a bigger thing that's coming down the road. What do we really need? You know, do I need $1 million? What do we really need? I say this because the real fulfillment of the Day of Trumpets is going to be a horrible time physically, but afterwards. And that's what the Fall Holy Days are all about. Trumpets, Atonement, Tabernacles, the Eighth Day. You know, God's got this plan, but we have to go through it. And I'm not kidding. I've talked to this friend that I was talking to on the phone, and he doesn't look forward to that. Do you? I look forward to the fulfillment that we can read about in our Bible. shortly after that Feast of Trumpets comes God's ultimate fulfillment, not just for us, but the locking up of Satan and his demons. You know, it's got to be done. Trumpets begins with terror, suffering, and gloominess, but this contrasts beautifully with what will inevitably follow. So, brethren, I know, I haven't used one scripture. Today I've not asked you to use one scripture. But if you have that booklet that I have at home that I've read through over 50 times, it will take you step by step through Trumpets, Atonement, Feast of Tabernacles. Put on your seatbelts, or you might get whiplash between terror and delight. Jesus will return. And I hope that we are all there to welcome him.